What's going on, everybody? Welcome to episode 117 of True to Size. Keep your arms and legs inside the vehicle at all times and enjoy the ride.
That was fantastic. What's going on, everyone? And welcome to True to Size. We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I am joined by the rest of the quarantine at Canada Got Soul, Mr. Joel Hernandez.
Yo.
And Mr. Alvin Martinez.
Yo.
And are you guys ready?
Oh, yeah.
And did his best to be like Ye, so he dropped out of college too. Then spent all his money on sneakers because that's what famous rappers do. I don't care what they say about him. He's all right with me. Please welcome back for the second time, Mr. KJ to the B. Kevin, thanks for joining us once again. It's good to have you. It's good to see you're keeping well. It's good to see you've been to the barber with your fresh fade. The listeners cannot see, but I can confirm that he looks the most dapper out of all of us, for sure.
Shit. The hair,
shout
bro.
Out wow. to the girlfriend for that one. Pikachu coming in clutch. YouTube tutorial, clutch.
Is she taking bookings yet, or is that still is a little bit too early? Is there booking inquiries in her bio?
That list is pretty long right now because
it's just me. Because it's just you. It's you every 2 weeks for the foreseeable future. All right. Well, we've got a fun little show for you guys this week. Kith is giving away the opportunity to own some rare shoes. Nike is giving away the opportunity to tour their world headquarters. And we are giving Kevin 20 seconds to name five artists who Adidas has collaborated with that are not Kanye West. Go.
Pusha T.
One.
This one I did not think about as
much. Neither do we.
Beyonce, yes, two. Oh, true.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say Pharrell, obviously.
Pharrell, yes. Okay. 10 more seconds.
Two more.
Why do I feel like, I mean,
five more seconds. No,
music artist. I feel like Jay-Z did one.
He did not. And time is up. Time has expired.
Oh. Dame Dollar, bro. What about Dame Dollar?
Oh, Dame Dollar. Music artist.
Man, Dame Dollar.
Dame Dollar.
You may be castrated by the sneaker community, but I would have accepted Run DMC, which you did not say. I would have also accepted, who else did we not talk about, guys? And can you guys think of anybody? I was thinking even Jonah Hill would count.
Yeah.
So David you get Beckham. He's an artist. David Beckham. We could have taken that too. We would have taken anything.
I was going to say, you might have, no, you, that, that's an athlete though. I was going to say Stan Smith.
I would have honestly taken Stan Smith.
Yes.
I would have taken that. You think about it. It's so easy. It's so easy to talk about it afterwards, right?
Damn it!
It really is.
When there's not a 20-second timer, it's really easy to just start whipping them off. All right. Well, that's our first fail of the episode, and of course, since Kevin is here, we will be talking about Kanye West. Will the Yeezy hype ever die down? What do we think his next move will be? And what are some of our favorites from his massive line of sneakers? And finally, we're going to finish things off talking about some of our online sneaker purchasing experiences pre StockX and GOAT, because that's what was when it was really interesting. Yes. But first, Alvin.
Fire round.
Yes, the fire round. We like to start every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from none other than Sneaker Life Husband, because he's not doing anything apparently, and he's just sending us fire rounds like crazy. All right. His question for us is, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but Livestock and Normal have started offering no interest, equal payments for all their shoes and clothing online. Stores have been doing this in Europe and the US for a while, but this is the first time I've seen it in Canada. Just wanted to know your thoughts on this method of payment. So Alvin's giving a big, fat, hefty head nod. So we'll start with him. How do you feel about it, Alvin?
I mean, it's great, man. I feel like all the resale shops should implement the same sort of thing for the individuals who are unable to purchase all at once. And like, I don't know, like for retail shops to start doing that is definitely going to help their business, just because it's going to definitely, you know, allow those university students who usually can't afford to buy sneakers to be able to buy sneakers and stuff like that. Yeah, man, it's cool, bro. I love it. It's great. And yeah, I hope more stores start to do it so that I can afford things.
So... yeah, I think I've seen a couple of local, like I know that, Rerun in Chinatown, they offer the same thing. I think it's for interest-free payments over the course of however long. I think it's every 2 weeks or whatever. Yeah. They offer a similar thing. I think it's awesome in the sense that, like you said, if you don't have the money with you right now, and you know you want a pair of shoes, you know that this store is not going to reserve a shoe for you. So it's a cool way to pick it up and make payments, especially if you were planning on purchasing the shoe and putting it on your credit card anyways. Like you're paying 20% interest on your credit card, or you're paying 0% interest with this resale shop. So, I mean, it seems like a good idea. It's just people have to be careful that they're not going OD, and like Alvin said, a resale shop has, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I could get some pigeons and just like make I could make four easy payments of $49.99 so yeah, but other than that, I think it's cool. Joel, how do you feel about it?
I think it's pretty cool, man. Like, even if it's just like maybe because of the whole COVID, like the whole pandemic thing, like, you know, for like sneakerheads, like not to miss out on launches and whatnot, and you know, they're able to like grab and, you know, pay it like, you know, in installments and whatnot. But yeah, man, it's a cool drive. I guess it gets the community together kind of thing too. So
yeah, definitely.
It's a win-win.
Absolutely. Kev, what do you think? How do you feel about the whole layaway thing?
Yeah, like Joel was saying, I don't think there's any better time to do it than now, with this whole pandemic and everything, because obviously money flow is really tight. Any little bit of help. But then again, I mean, it sounds contradicting, but if we're talking about a pandemic and priorities, I don't think I'd do it right now. But I mean, for a future plan, for sure, why not? And it's going to help get sneakers into, again, kids that are not the most, financially stable right now, right? Like you were saying, all the students and stuff like that. But they do have a passion for the game, so... give with people what they want, right?
I don't know about you guys, but that CERB payment went right to StockX for me. So I...
Let's be real.
I'm kidding.
The worst prioritization.
Yeah. I'm kidding, Government of Canada CRA agent who's listening right now. It was not spent on... it was not spent on non-essential products, I promise.
I promise.
Did you get that?
Oh, yeah. They're always listening. They're always listening.
And recording.
Yeah, exactly. That's the end of the episode. Got him. thank you, Aaron, for the question. If you would like to submit a question for the fire round and have us answer on the pod, please shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. Next up, the CGS picks. Each week, we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, and give our thoughts on. Then we decide if it's poop, scoop, whoop-de-whoop, or Alvin's trademark phrase,
super cute.
Thank you very much. And in order of not alphabet, but something else, I will be going first this week. And my pick this week, I finally, for the first time, I think maybe in 2020, have not picked a Dunk or a Jordan 3. I have a New Balance. And this is the... I know. Crazy. It's like, who am I, right? It's the Stray Rats New Balance 827 collaboration that comes out actually in a couple days. So it's mostly brown upper with a purple N logo traced with a red highlight. It's got red laces, olive slash like pine green accents throughout, olive lining. It's super like I want to say ACG-esque, almost like a hiking boot. That's what I was mentioning it before. It's very like outdoorsy. And I don't know if it's like the inner white boy in me is just like, oh man, like just buy it and go for a hike so bad in the woods. But like, these are, I really like, the shape is really cool. I can't recall another 827 that I've noticed this heavily, but yeah, the collaboration is cool. They're releasing this weekend, actually tomorrow, May 15th, which is Friday, via raffle. So it's 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on StrayRats.com. So if you're listening to this, sorry you missed it. But yeah, cool shoe. Definitely not on my hit list. Like I said, I spent my whole CERB already. But if I had some left over, or maybe next month when I get the CERB for June, these won't be on my list. But for now, we'll just call them cute. And next up in order of operations, Joel, what do you got?
All right. So what I got, my pick is the Air Max 90 Do-It-Yourself Flare. So DIY Flare. It's available now for those that are looking. What it is, it's sort of like a white Air Max 90, the upper, and it's got like sort of like a pink, it's hydrogen, it's called bright crimson and hydrogen blue are the names of it. But it's a customizable upper. The paint rubs off with a good old nail polish remover, and it'll reveal I guess the pink or the bright crimson mud guard underneath. So it's a cute kind of thing. You can customize it yourself any way you want. You know, unless you want to like give it to Jalen Gubaton and some fancy like, you know, stuff on it. But yeah, man, it's pretty cool. Check it out. It's the DIY Flare Air Max 90. It's out right now, going for $130 US, which is probably $150-$160 Canadian. But yeah, it's pretty cool. It's super cute for me.
Super cute. I do like the, it's like a Lance Mountain essentially, but like,
yeah, yeah.
But an
and it looks like the on the tongue, it's like the you know, the Nike Air Max logo, like that box. It looks like it comes off.
Oh, so yeah.
I don't know if it does.
But yeah, look, it looks like it's a like patch almost. Yeah.
Yeah, sort of like the Jordan, like the rare Air Jordan, the Tour 4s.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So it's got like that Velcro kind of look to it. But yeah, man.
So basically like the undefeated 4s.
Ooh,
so you're saying these are going to be $30,000 in a couple of years?
Maybe.
Oh, Joel might be on to something. Alvin, what you got for us this week?
For you guys, this week, I have the Converse Chuck Taylor All-Star 70 High Renew Tri-Panel Pack.
Well, that's a mouthful.
So this features a... the high, obviously, because I said high. And it also features a low cut as well. And basically the Renew pack essentially features just like recycled old canvas that usually would go to waste.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're using it to make more shoes, which is hella smart.
That's fun.
Environment.
Yeah, man. So if you look at the pictures, man, like even the midsole is made out of that canvas.
Yeah, I just noticed that's very dope. Cool. Yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of that. And even the colors, like the high cut comes in like a gray, like a pastel-y burnt orange. And then you also got like a pastel olive too. Very like fall / like late summer vibes. And the low cut is my color because it's got those Paris like Air Jordan 1 colorway vibes. It's got like a pink, like a patina / like off-white, and it's also got like a, I think it's a baby blue or like a purple.
Mm.
But yeah, man, like I love that the midsole is also canvas. Like canvas. It tripped me out when I first saw the pictures. My only concern is they're going to get dirty as F.
Yeah, the first
and
time.
It'll probably be hard to clean off.
It's over.
But it's okay though, because, you know, whatever. Mm. Adds character. So they're going to be about $100 USD. Which is probably going to be like $130-$140 CAD. I don't know. We'll see. They drop on the 15th. I'm going to see if we get them in Canada. And if I have money, maybe we'll see. It might be a scoop. But these are dope as F right now.
Yeah.
Possible cop.
I'm a big fan. I like the, it's not like vibrant. It's almost like a pigment dyed. Like yeah. it's vintage or like you said, patinaed almost. Like it's faded out. But yeah, that canvas midsole is just insane. I like that a lot. Yeah.
Or you could probably customize it, yo. Like customize that midsole and make it another color or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Dyed or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Next up,
so we'll see.
Mr. Kevo. You have a pick for us, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this week, well, actually, it's a previous topic that we touched, or you guys touched on, sorry, on a previous episode. But
you can say we, it's okay.
it's come full circle because my pick is the Nike Air Force One Kith Family and Friends. You mentioned it at the beginning of the episode there as a little prelude, but yeah, so basically what they just announced, or Ronnie announced just yesterday, was they're doing a raffle, looks like for a COVID relief program. Direct Relief is the name of the association, and they're raffling off 5 pairs from his family and friends, I guess. For $10 each US, $15 each Canada for tickets. You have a limit of 100 tickets. They didn't really disclose what sizes though they're running. So it's a bit of a mystery, but I assume it's going to be the most popular ones. Maybe like
I eight, saw nine, 10, 7, 10, 8, 10 and a half, 11 and a half, and a 12, I think.
Do you get to pick your size when you enter?
Yeah. But it's only those sizes, I think. Yeah.
But I would assume so, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know if for those who haven't seen it, it has a really, really kind of old school tennis kind of summer vibe. It's got that all white upper. That midsole is what really caught me though, because it has that vintage kind of off white cream look. The inner lining is a navy blue, and the check mark, the swoosh, has embroidered, embossed Kith branding throughout it. And, of course, that classic hit everyone loves is that swoosh right on the toe cap there on the corner. Yeah. Green, emerald green kind of looking like. And green's my favorite color, so I'm sold on that. but, yeah, even the insole, it looks like it's made of cork. And Nike Air symbol is embroidered into it. And they got their own Kith brace lock at the bottom there. But, yeah, my rating on this, definitely a big whoop-de-whoop.
Yes.
Not because of the hype, but actually just because of the simplicity. I mean, the cosign and collab does play a role, I can't lie. But I'm a hit and miss and a love and hate relationship with Air Force Ones. You know, classic all whites everybody likes. But with this one, there's just a little more flair to it with Ronnie's little touches here and there. But with this whole raffle, I think you have more of a chance winning the lot of 649 than this, to be honest. but I mean, you know, with Calby in the mix, maybe the tables will turn, because he clearly got a friends and family sneaker. So anything can happen,
You know, Calby has
shout out to Calby. Happy birthday.
We said that happy birthday, Calby. First of all, we said that the max was 100 entries. Calby definitely did the 100. Like, there's no
$1,500
in my mind that he did not do anything. He probably used another address. Like, yeah,
multiple addresses for sure.
So just to clarify, I just double checked on the website. There's a 9, 9.5, 10.5, 11.5, and 12 available. And you do get to pick your size when you're entering the drawing, which is really cool. It ends in 2 days and 21 hours. So I guess that's probably like Sunday is when it'll end. And I guess the
at 6 Eastern.
There you go. Yeah. I think I will be entering for this because, I mean, it's a good cause.
Man.
Yeah.
And you can write it off on your taxes because it's a donation. And it's a cool shoe. It's a really cool shoe.
Yeah.
As you were describing it, I was looking at the detailed photos, and I just like, yeah, these are hit out of the park. Like you said, all of the hype and stuff aside, with the cosign from Ronnie, it's just the simplicity. But the details and the simplicity, like, he did a really good job. You can't. It's hard to deny it. Well done, Ronnie. Well done, Kevin. That was fantastic. Thank you. Next up.
Yeah.
This Week in Kicks. Now is the part of the show where we discuss the current headlines and happenings in the world of sneakers. So the Kith collaboration drop thing was going to go in this week in Kicks, but Kevin stole it and I allowed it because he's our gracious guest and I love him. So it was going to be two things and now it's just one thing in this week in Kicks, but it is another similar raffle type giveaway situation. Nike is letting one lucky person tour their world headquarters in Oregon. So Nike is joining in on the all-in challenge by raffling off a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It's partnered with the all-in challenge. I don't know if you guys have seen it or not. It's being presented by Fanatics. So it's taken off in the last couple months. A bunch of celebrities are raffling off really cool experiences, and all the proceeds from all the raffles and auctions and stuff are going towards COVID-19 relief. One of the most infamous ones, and it just got finished today, was the Tom Brady all-in challenge, and the winning, because his was an auction, the winning bid for the auction was $800,000, and wow. And the prize, or whatever you want to call it, was his first game worn jersey with the Bucks. So that the jersey he wears in his first Buccaneers game, wow, is going to be given away. The winner gets to go on the field after the game and hang out with him, and then they get a one-on-one dinner with Tom Brady as well. Yeah, very cool experience. Yeah. And it was actually, I was reading up on it today. It was like some 25-year-old YouTuber. And he's just a really big Tom Brady fan. And he said that his budget, like the max that he was going to go to if he had to, was $2 million.
Oh my God.
We're out here talking about...
I wish I had that money, bro. Jeez.
Yo, we had the YouTube, bro.
We're out here talking about layaway on shoes and CERB payments. And this guy's about to spend $2 million to have a dinner with Tom Brady.
Dinner.
Holy crap. But I did also enter one of these all-in challenges as well. Justin Timberlake did one. So Justin Timberlake's doing a round of golf with him and Bill Murray. And then dinner after. And he'll fly you out to Florida for it. So I entered that. So basically next year I'm going to be playing golf with Justin Timberlake. No big deal. Just no big deal.
Calling it now.
Nice.
I'm calling it now. I'm all in on that. But anyways, so the Nike CEO and president John Donahoe, I think that's how you pronounce his name, is giving one lucky... Sorry if it's not, is giving one lucky fan the opportunity to tour the Nike World Headquarters in Beaverton, as well as design a pair of his or her very own sneakers with their design team. So that's, I mean, priceless, essentially. You can't really put a price on all that. Yeah, and I would imagine that you're being flown out to Beaverton, put in the nicest hotel, et cetera, et cetera. But bids... or entries start at $10 for 10 entries. 100% of the proceeds go directly to Feeding America, Meals on Wheels, the World Central Kitchen, and No Kid Hungry. Bidding ends on June 3rd at midnight Eastern Standard Time. So everyone listening, $10, you could win, I mean, a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And as NetMag has shown us, it only takes one entry. So... that's all I got to say about that. Hey, and if I've shown you anything, I'm going to be golfing with Justin Timberlake in a year, and that was only $25. So, next up, previously in Kicks, this is the part of the show where we review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. I'm going to go first because I had the most exciting week. Nothing for me. Joel, anything for you?
My Fire Reds finally came in.
They made it.
Like, I don't know what happened. Like, I just lost information and I didn't get no tracking number from Foot Locker. And all of a sudden, boom, I get a post notification from UPS. And then shortly after that, boom, a Foot Locker tracking number.
So nice.
So, yeah, they finally came in. There must have been, like, you know, some overwhelming numbers at UPS. So,
yeah, I can imagine.
All is good. But, yeah, man.
Was the box destroyed Pirates. Like Phil's?
No, it wasn't destroyed like Phil's.
Sorry, Phil.
That was nasty.
How are they in person, though? How's the quality? How's all that? Give us your mini Joe Dooney review here.
Quality's pretty good, man. Like, the leather on them is pretty good. The stitching on mine was kind of like cockeyed, like the Nike Air on the back. But it's all good, man. Like, I'm not that too like, you know, OCD, like, kind of picky. But yeah, they're okay. They're all right, man.
Is that like as soon as it's legal to go outside again, is that like Joel in a basketball jersey and shorts and Fire Red 5 is going to happen, or?
It might be, yeah, man. We'll see.
Alvin, any pickups in the last couple of days/week?
Yes. I actually saw our good friend John, aka Heads Ain't Ready, today.
Again?
And
oh my god.
He graciously sold me his pair of New Balance 998X Concepts. From the Boston City Rivalry pack.
Ooh.
The burnt orange with like the like this pair. The burnt orange, yes, with like the green.
Yes.
Yeah. Told me that pair for like a, obviously it's just John. He doesn't care about money and he just hooks it up for his homies. And so thank you, John. Picked that up today. Got to chat up with him a little bit. He's got some stuff up his sleeve that we're gonna work on him with. So
nice.
That'd be exciting.
Wow.
That's it though.
That's it. Yeah, no big deal. Honestly, as jealous as I am that you got shoes again, I'm more jealous that John has seen you more in the last couple of weeks than I have.
Yeah, I know.
That's
right?
Really, really frustrating for me. We need this whole COVID nonsense to end so we can actually hang out again. Oh my goodness. And not invite John because he's reached his quota. Done with him. Kevin, any pickups in the last couple weeks?
I would say, yeah, like near the beginning of the month, I picked up a pair of Nike ACG Terra Gobe.
Nice.
I was gonna pull the picture here, but in the Ridge Rock colorway. Found a guy. I've always liked them ever since they came out, and you know, they kept doing like color after color. I think Joel talked about them in a past episode. They had like red, blue, like neon green, everything. But I think the one that really caught my eye most was this Ridge Rock colorway. It has enough pop to it, plus really comfy. I don't know if you guys can see it there.
Yeah,
has that lime green hit at the heel counter. Yeah, I found it on Kijiji. A guy was selling it. Lo and behold, from a NetMag raffle. he said it right in the description. I'm like, all right.
Well. Wow.
And he was selling it for way lower than retail. So we just met up with the guy and it was a simple transaction. I was really happy there because their reaction
offered $11.
You definitely should have offered $11.
Or 15 Canadian.
Or 15. Yeah, 15.96 Canadian, but who's counting?
Because I want to hit eventually when everything settles down. I want to hit the trails and stuff and actually do some hiking and whatnot.
Nice. I was going to say, you're also jumping on the white boy, I want to get into the woods really bad vibe. I like it.
Yeah. And then it would be with JT.
That's it. We're going to go on a group camping trip after. We're not going to do shoe haul this year. We're going to do camping. We're going to do a massive...
Everyone best bring your best hiking gear.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We'll have to come up with a funny name. Someone brainstorm that while we're doing the episode. We're going to come back to the name that the Canada Got Soul camping trip would be called. Keep thinking.
True hike.
That's not bad. Okay. True to hike.
Nice. True to hike.
Mandem in the woods.
Mandem in the woods. That's not bad either. Okay, we have another half an hour, so keep thinking. These are all decent, but we need to... There's something better out there. I know there is. Next up, thumbs down. In this part of the show, we give our opinion on various sneaker-related topics with zero context or discussion. All we're allowed to say is thumbs up or thumbs down. And this week's thumbs up, thumbs down topic is bar lacing. So not the regular lacing. You know when you did just the straight lines... Up the shoe, bar lacing, Alvin.
Down.
Joel.
Down.
Oh, that's surprising for me. I'm also gonna go down.
I know, me too.
I thought Joel was gonna be up for sure. Kevin, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
Ooh. And we actually did get hit up. Last week's thumbs up, thumbs down was Puma. And someone wanted us to talk about it. and why we gave what we did. So, Alvin, I don't remember. Alvin, did you give thumbs up or thumbs down?
I gave it up.
And do you want to explain that a little bit?
Elaborate.
I mean, Puma, though they aren't as big as the other two heavy hitters, I mean, I would say that they're probably the third or fourth next brand to be up there. But I mean, they've always brought out classic silhouettes. You know, they've been there from time too, so they've definitely been in the game for a while as well. So you can't really knock them. Plus, like, I have a couple pairs. Plus, I know Adam Sneaker Closet loves them, so you know.
True.
Yeah, he's gonna stop listening if we all give it a thumbs down. Joel, I can't remember which direction your thumb was facing, but do you want to explain your answer?
Yeah, mine was up. I gave it a thumbs up, man. I guess because with me, it's sort of like an old school vibe for me, like with the suedes and like with the Puma suedes, Puma Clydes and whatnot. That's like when you say Puma to me, that's what I automatically think. And you know, like the rib, like the toe cap, the ribbing on it. So it's that's what I envision and that's what I see. And yeah, man, like for me, like it's old school vibes for me. It's nostalgic and you know, it's still around, man. Like suede is still rocking, like you. So it's just like it's exactly like Shelto Adidas. Like it's in that same ballpark for me.
I definitely see that. And it's funny that you say when you say Puma, that's what you think of, because that's the exact reason I gave it a thumbs down. And I'm not sure if Alvin can relate to this or not, but when someone says Puma, the first thing I envision is working at Foot Locker. And just selling
future cats,
a trillion different future cats, Thundercats, whatever fucking cats, all the different fucking cats. And that's like the driving shoe. That's what I envisioned. And then I worked at Si Vu Play in Vaughn. Yeah. And if for anyone listening, Vaughn is like heavily Italian. So all I'm getting is like the BMW fucking Puma, Ferrari. The Ferrari Puma, the fucking sports car Puma, whatever. So that when I hear Puma, that's what I first go to. So if I have to do a thumbs up, thumbs down, that's where I have to go because that's my first instinct. But I don't hate Puma. I had a lot of Pumas when I was first starting out. I just don't have space for all of them. But yeah, I definitely agree. Like the Puma suede is amazing. It's a great shoe. Kevin, Puma, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Ooh, this we can elaborate on, right?
Sure. We'll let you elaborate.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, I'm going to say down because they had their time and they, I don't know, for me, they just haven't kept it consistent. Like, you know, there was like big threes at one time, right? There was Puma, Adidas, and Converse, and in especially in like the basketball area. So, like, they had it going on, like you were saying, with the Clyde and everything, and Adidas had the superstar shell toes, Converse with like the Chuck Taylor highs and even the weapons. But I feel like with their newest stuff, they're just missing the mark every time. Like they're giving a valiant effort, no doubt, but there's something that they just are not having. Even like a Jay-Z cosign can't even help them. Right. So
that's true.
I don't know. It's just not really working out. They're missing the mark somewhere. Maybe they need to go pick someone right for research and development, but yeah, it's going to be a down for me. Sorry, Puma.
I think what they need to do, which I think Adidas, since we're on the topic now of Puma, I think what they need to do is what Adidas has started to do. Adidas was, because they got a lot of good reception from the Ultra Boost and the whole Boost, and they were trying to push new, here's an NMD, here's an NMD sock, like all this crazy stuff, and everything was selling. Puma kind of had that little phase a couple maybe 5 years ago. They had like the Ronnie collabs and stuff. Like they were starting to like make a little bit of noise. And then when it went away, they kind of went with it. They didn't do anything to adapt. Yeah. And what Adidas did was they were like, okay, we have an audience. Now let's bring back all the old runners. Now let's push the ZX line. And now it seems like that's what they're doing. So if Puma were to literally just start dropping some crazy cool suedes, Clydes, fucking everything like that, I think that they would make a huge foothold. Like look what happened with the Superstar a couple of years ago. That the white and black Superstar blew up a couple of years ago out of nowhere. It doesn't take much to, once you hit a little bit, like once you catch lightning in a bottle, it kind of just goes by itself. I think that Puma really needs to control that side of the market, because the whole like futuristic ninja vibe thing that they're still trying to push doesn't really hit anymore. That's what I think.
Well,
at least.
They had something going on with Bagyal Riri, so.
That's true.
They were doing really good with that. I remember when those flip flops came out with the fuzzy thing on the top and maybe the bow.
Yeah.
I saw every girl was rocking at a Brampton, like Bramley Mall, yo.
Yeah.
It was crazy. They would like, same thing with her Puma suede, where they had the laces and they were like fat. I don't know. I guess they were bow laces. Like,
yep.
Yeah.
I've seen so many shorties rock that too. So it's just like.
But where to go?
I feel like they need to keep doing that with Bagyal Riri, because I'll rock her shit. She's hot.
Bro, and also have a. With them too. The Weekend did, and that stuff was doing not bad either. It's just like, I think when you don't have that many co-signers, you need to beat them into the ground, essentially. As much as you hate to hear it, like Rihanna needs to have a release every 2 months. The Weekend needs to have a release every 2 months if you want to stay relevant. You can't drop something every 3 years and then expect it to stay in people's minds when they're going back to the mall to buy a GR. But like, bro, I almost bought a fucking pair of those Fenty slides. The furry ones, bruh.
Yeah, they look comfy as hell, bro.
The friggin' pink fuzzy slides, bruh, if they weren't like $90, I had them on my foot. I worked at SVP at the time, and we had them in the store. And I was like, do I want a pink fuzzy slipper right now? These are sweet. Yes. And I almost bought a pair. And now I'm glad I didn't, because they were $100. But yeah, I don't know. That's just our little spiel about Puma, I guess. If Puma's listening, hit us up. We got some ideas for you. Next up, NSR. We talk about sneakers a lot. So in this weekly segment, we're going to take 30 seconds out of the show to discuss something completely irrelevant to the world of sneakers. And this week's NSR, it's not food. It's also NFR, not food related. I want to know, other than hip-hop or R&B, which we've all quite vocally admitted is, our, I think, our number one or our go-to in terms of music, what's another genre of music that you guys are bumping to? Joel.
Oh.
Joel, go ahead.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I like house music, man. Like,
really?
I like reggae. Yeah. Yeah, Electric Circuit, but the underground kind of shit, like that kind of stuff is, it's always good to hear, man. Like, it always brings back like good vibes and shit like that.
That's surprising. Yeah, surprising to me.
Old school house.
Alvin, other than hip hop and R&B, because we know you're a big R&B guy.
I'm also like a huge dancehall vocal guy. Nice. But most recently in terms of like last year, 2019. Keith had his bachelor party in Vegas, and we went to a bunch of parties where the DJs played like, I guess, house EDM and like drum and bass or whatever that thing is called.
Cool, yeah.
And like, yo, that stuff gets you amped, especially when everyone else around you is amped. Like, man, I can run to that music and be perfectly fine. Like, it's so, I'm like, surprisingly, I was hesitant to like go to those parties, but man, I had so much fun. And now I miss Vegas, so we should go for Lawrence's bachelor party in 2025.
First of all, if it's in 5 years, Jill's going to kill me.
All right, 2021, baby.
Maybe, yeah. Second of all, if we go to Vegas, she's also going to kill me. So there's a lose-lose, really.
We're going to Niagara Falls. We're going to Niagara Falls.
We're going to Niagara Falls. The bigger Niagara Falls.
Nevada, Niagara Falls.
My answer was gonna be just like classic rock, like once again the white boy coming out, like just like classic rock. You can't go wrong. Not the like the rock on rock, Alvin. Like the classic rock, like the driving, the driving classic rock. Not the two rock ons either. No. But actually, in the last couple days, I don't know what it's been. I don't know if it's been the shitty weather. I don't know if it's been like the isolation. But I've been listening to a lot of jazz.
I don't know
if it's the mustache. I don't know what it is. But like, even when I was making this podcast, I was sitting in like a dark room with just a lamp on, and I was listening to Louis Armstrong, and I didn't have a care in the world. Great time.
Good concentration music, man.
It's very good concentration. Yeah, it's very relaxing.
It chills you out. Like,
absolutely. Kevin, other than hip hop or R&B, What are you listening to? What are you bumping?
K-pop. Yeah.
What's K-pop. That's what all those records are behind them. Just a bunch of K-pop.
First of all, those are actually magazines.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, they're Korean magazines. I apologize.
You have to read them backwards, right?
They're manga.
Manga.
No, my usual go-tos are honestly like 90s alternative. Like kind of maybe like classic rock, 90s alternative. Yeah, stuff like Green Day, Alanis Morissette, actually. Old 90s. And also, since Guardians of the Galaxy is my favorite movie in the Marvel Universe, like their playlists for their movies or soundtracks, best I've ever heard. And so that type of music, too, if you can really say that. Like there's a bunch of Guardians of the Galaxy like playlists on Spotify and stuff. But that kind of stuff. And there's also like yacht rock, I guess it all. It's basically rock, right? 90s rock and older sometimes. Yacht rock, easy rock, kind of everything.
Yes.
Yeah, it's driving music, basically.
Exactly. See? Kevin gets me. Kevin understands me. It's really funny that you say yacht rock because I on Spotify today, I saw a yacht rock playlist and I was like, what the fuck is this? And then I looked at the songs. I was like, this is a great playlist.
Yeah, it's a real thing. Like when I know I say yacht rock to a bunch of people. They're, the hell are you talking about? They literally
like, who's on
like a cocktail party on a yacht. And I'm like, you can kind of play this music there. Maybe that's where it originated from.
Some Meatloaf, some Brian Adams. Yeah. There we go. Yeah, see, that's what yacht rock. That's a good
yacht
one.
Yacht rock.
Good answer.
The halfway to coming out.
Hey, there it is. Yes. And that was approximately 30 seconds. Thank you, gentlemen, for your time. So next up, the couple of topics we wanted to touch on this week. As mentioned, Kevin is a massive Kanye fan. He added me into a Kanye group chat where he just sends Kanye-related items once a day, and it's great to look at. He's the only person who talks in the group chat, and he just sends us links, and everyone looks. I know everyone looks at it, and there's no one says anything, and it's fantastic. So while we've got him here, in the last couple weeks, Kanye has come up a couple times now. So while we have the expert here, we have to discuss him a little bit. So the first real thing, obviously the thing that's on everybody's mind, is when he's coming back to Nike. So, Kevin, I'd like you to give your inside information on when he's returning to Nike and how many Air Yeezys you're going to buy.
Well, I know this was a previous topic in previous episode about, Kanye giving the green light and the thumbs up if Nike wanted to do retros. But personally, for me, I hope that they don't. Because that's kind of like grail status for a lot of people, for me, but there's something about, just that one run of Kanye stuff that he had with Nike, and like it was untouchable at the time, right? Like, because not a lot of collabs were around that time. He was the first entertainer to get his own signature shoe from Nike. I hope they don't bring that back. And if he's going back to Nike, I don't think he will, just because I know that relationship left a sour taste with him and how it all went down. Mm-hmm. Like whenever I read articles on it, it's just like he never has anything nice to say. Not rude, but it's just like you can tell he just doesn't give a fuck about everybody over there, like Mark Parker and stuff like that. Because, he hated it. With him and Nike, I think that tie's been severed. I know he's just being humble about it right now because maybe publicity, maybe there's an album on the way, who knows? But he ain't going back.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. I like what you said, like the one run. And it's hard to, like, there's not many situations where that's come about, where somebody's come, done something like great, one of the greatest of all time, and then left. And then gone and done something else. So that one run or that one instance is like untouchable, essentially. The only thing I could think of is like Michael Jordan comes back and he wears 45 for like 3 months. And it's like he doesn't go back to 45 again later. He's like, he does 45. He did 45. It was cool. He came back from retirement. insane. Bulls made the playoffs. Boom, great episode 5 of The Last Dance, or whatever episode it was. But yeah, like, it's essentially, that's how I think of it. Like, you can't, like, there's this, it's a certain moment in time that can't be replicated. If he came back and did 45 again with Washington, it's like, okay, we've seen this already. This is the second dance now. It's not the last dance anymore. Yeah. It would just be weird. So this is for everybody, but Kevin, I definitely want to hear what you think about this. Can this Yeezy hype last forever? Because, like, it seems like everything he touches turns to gold. It seems like he can put out a shoe a day at this point and it'll sell. Maybe not immediately, but it's still selling at the end. Like, at the end of the week, there's no Yeezys left kind of thing. Can this last? Like, it's been, when did he come to Adidas? 2016? Been 4, almost 5 years now. Is that, does this have a shelf life, or?
He needs to get some new models going. Like, this whole 350 V2 run, like, I'm sick of it, and I'm, like, a Kanye fan. Like, the first, like, handful that came out, I'm just, it was a different colorway, right? Everyone would hit differently in its own unique way. But now, like, you have, like, 5 of the same shade of color coming out, right? Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
What the hell's going on? And then, like, he just keeps pushing, like, more colors, and it's all of the same kind of tone, right? Mm-hmm. And I think the first different one I'm seeing is the one that's coming out this weekend. I forget the nickname of it just because there's too many names in different languages. But, like, it has, like, a translucent sole and a black upper, and kind of like a static black upper. And I'm like, you know, okay, I can appreciate that now because that's actually different, where the whole shoe is not, like, one color. But other than that, yeah, he needs to come out with a new model, or, yeah, I don't know, maybe move on to another brand. Who knows? I don't know. I don't think he's going to be cool. Because Adidas does give him a lot of, like, free reign.
Yeah. Do you think, like, Joel and Alvin, do you think this can last? Like, hopefully at some point, the V2 thing, the phase or whatever's going on with the V2, like, it's unprecedented now how often it comes out and how similar the colors are and how quickly they still sell out. But do you guys think it can still last? Alvin, what do you think?
I mean, if it lasted this long, and so long as he has millions and millions of fans out there, I believe that he's still going to be able to sell his stuff. But I definitely agree with Kev. Like, he just, I don't know if not that he cares about sneakerheads, because definitely we're not giving him any money. Yeah, man, I don't know. It's just same thing. The one color I liked that came out recently was the one that looked like the Yeezy Plat, the Platinum, where it was, like, all gray with, like, the red on the inner. And it had, like, a green outsole or whatever. I was like, I thought that was a jab at Nike a little bit, but, definitely, you know, was. I liked it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Joel, can this whole thing last? What do you think?
I don't know. Just taking a little bit from, like, what Alvin said and a little bit from what Kev said. It's like, he's done it so far. Whatever he puts out, people eat. So it's, I don't know. It's. I think he can definitely switch it up. Maybe mess around with colors, like you said, maybe take subtle jabs at Nike and their colorways and whatnot. And who knows, man, like, you know, start something for people to talk about, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Gets the people talking, like, you know, so it's like, you know, I don't know. It's gone so far. It's lasted so long. I don't think it's going to stop. You've seen so many V2s come out, all the same colors. Maybe they'll do a reverse. Maybe do a reverse color of something, like, inside out
pack. Reverse cream.
Yeah, so.
Here's
reverse Oreo pack.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I don't know.
Like, here's the thing, and I don't know if this is a hot take or not, but as we've mentioned before, I don't think that he's, as Alvin said actually just now, he's not doing it for the sneakerheads. I think he's just doing it for the masses, which, once again, is what he promised he was going to do when he switched to Adidas. Yeah. He said he wanted everyone to have a pair, et cetera, et cetera. And what I think he's doing, and I don't know if I'm reading too much into it or if Adidas has a play in this at all, it's essentially, to me, like what the Roche hype is or was, but differently rolled out. So the Roche hype was insane. It lasted a year or two and then it was gone. And that's because there was a colorway so often, and it was unlimited amounts, and you could find it from Sport Check to Nike.ca to Foot Locker to every single place had Roches. Anywhere you looked had Roches, and it was insane. And I feel like what they're trying to do is put everybody in a pair, but slowly enough that there's still hype and there's still demand. Like, if you asked the audience for Yeezys, which is now probably 14, 13, 15-year-olds at this point, because that's what they see on TikTok, YouTube, like whatever their social medias are, a lot of them probably still don't have a pair of Yeezys. As crazy as it sounds, as often as they come out, there's probably still a ton of people who are trying to get Yeezys and cannot because they're still selling out. And a lot of people don't understand. You have to be Twitter fingers online at 10 a.m. or whatever. So maybe what they're just trying to do is roll them out like a Roche, but just a little bit slower to drag it out. And then once it actually starts dying down, like Kevin said, okay, now it's time for a V4. Now it's time for a new one to absolutely just crush the market with. Because I read something today because I knew we were going to be talking about this. And can you guys guess how many different styles of the Yeezy Adidas line there are? Do you guys have, I'm going to let Kevin go last because I feel like he may have seen it. I don't know if he has or not. Alvin, do you have any idea how many Adidas, like how many total pairs of Adidas Yeezys there are? From like the first, like the 750, all the colors, to the 350, the first wave, all the colors. Total, how many Yeezy Adidas sneakers are there? Do you have any idea?
69.
It's a good number. Joel, what do you think?
I'm gonna say like a couple hundred, maybe two.
Oh my god! Well, Joel's way over. Kevin, do you know?
I thought you were gonna say 70, bro.
Now I remember reading an article before that there was about, this is a couple years back. Now I haven't kept up with the new stuff, but at one point there was 19 colorways and 6 different designs. But I think that number has definitely gone up a bit.
Just a bit.
In terms of both. Like, the colorways for sure shot up in a multiple of like 100.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think the models have definitely gone up maybe just under 10 now, I think we're sitting.
So
possibly hitting that 10.
The article that I read, and obviously I don't know when this was published, said over 60 pairs. So Alvin was quite close, actually. Good work. Ooh, maybe it was 69, and they just didn't want to write 69. Totally. They just had to put over 60. Over 60. They would have got the wrong hits if they put 69 in the article.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's been over 60 pairs of Adidas Yeezys. It's been, I want to say 4 years. I think it was 2016, but it might have been earlier, maybe 2015. But yeah, that's in 4 or 5 years, 60 pairs. I'm not good at math, but that sounds like a pair a month-ish to me. Mm-hmm. Ish. Which is insane. Insane. So yeah, I don't know if it's gonna last. I don't know any of that kind of stuff. It'll be interesting to see. I do hope we get new models. But before we get off of Kanye West, really quickly, we have to do favorite Kanye sneaker of all time. Joel.
Ooh. I'm gonna say the Blink Yeezy ones.
That's a good answer. That's a very good answer. We're gonna have to make Kevin go last so he sits there and just pains while he wants to spit out his answer. Alvin.
Honestly, those, I think they were college dropout Bapestas.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or whatever that Bapesta was, the brown. Mm-hmm. With the, yeah, those were fucking, with the bear.
Yeah.
On the back heel.
That's a great answer. Yeah. Great answer.
That's a good one.
I'm going to go with, and drag it out as much as I can, because Kevin wants to talk so bad right now. As he does have a lot of really good Adidas shoes. Like, don't get me wrong, he has a lot of great Adidas shoes, but anyone who answers one of the Adidas shoes is just out of their minds. The Yeezy 2 is the kind of like the fashion one. Like, that's like the high fashion. Like, that was, like, had the freaking scales and stuff. It had the really cool bumps on the back. My answer is not a Yeezy 2. It is a Yeezy 1. Kevin, are you getting cabin fever yet? Trying to answer.
I'm fine. I'm fine.
And so obviously it's a Yeezy 1. As much as he has really cool samples, like the Air Max 180 with the college dropout bear on it is like so cool. The Huarache, same thing. The answer is, the only answer is the tan Air Yeezy 1. What a shoe. What a shoe. Ooh. The linen Air Force One colorway, tan with the pink. Thank you for the round of applause there, Kevin. That means a lot coming from you. Okay, Kevin, now tell us the true correct answer.
You know, I'm going to let you finish, which I did. I'm going to go on a bit of a Kanye rant here.
Go ahead.
Because every, you know, obviously being an avid Kanye fan, I definitely analyzed everything he did when, you know, I was growing up, especially when it came into terms of fashion, when he started putting his touch on actual sneakers. So the one that's near and dear to me for sure, number one, is going to be the Zen Grey Air Yeezy One.
Oh.
Because it was the first colorway that was officially released, you know, other than the pair he wore at the Grammys to kind of tease everyone. And man, when he did that performance, you know, I hit all the forums and all the websites like Sneaker News and Hypebeast, and I'm like zooming in trying to see like what the hell is on his feet. I see that check mark. What the hell?
Yeah.
And then obviously eventually news started breaking out that he was putting on a full run of three with Nike for the first round. But other stuff, like that whole era was definitely my favorite Kanye fashion, music, everything era. Because he did the collaboration with Louis Vuitton, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Louis Vuitton, the Jaspers with the pink midsole.
Like, yes.
I don't know. Again, call me biased, but those slapped in just some certain way with me, like from every standpoint, right? From like a Kanye fan to Hypebeast to like an actual fashion fan. Cause I remember when those came out, I was in college and I went to Yorkdale. Cause obviously they have the Holt Renfrew there with their own Louis Vuitton store. And I walked in and I saw them, lo and behold, every model was on the shelf, like the Jasper,
the Dons.
Even the Mr. Hudson's, the boat shoes, like, and it blew my mind. Like, it was surreal. Like that, I actually had them in my hand. I'm there, like in my backpack and everything. They're probably like, who's this ghetto ass kid in our store? Like, you know, shuffle them out of here. And I turned it over. I look at the price, and at that time, they were $12.95 for the Jaspers. And man,
jeez.
If I could go back in time and pick up like one thing from that era amongst the Air Yeezy ones, definitely I would have. I wish I had layaway. I don't know. Who knows? I definitely would use up layaway, maxed out all my credit cards or something for that. Because now you see them, they're close to like, or over 10 G's. What am I saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy. Mm. But yeah, sorry to run off with that, but my first, the first one is definitely the Air Yeezy and the Zen Grey, because like it was just different in every way. I mean, can't really say it's different because he definitely took a piece of different sneakers he liked in that era. Obviously, the midsole was from a Nike Air Revolution / Air Jordan 3.
Yeah.
And then the top was from his big Velcro sneakers he was rocking at the time. I forget the name. Those Japanese brands. But and it was also mixed with, of course, my grails. Word to El Doggy there, you know, the Nike mags. So, like, it was a big influence on the shoe with the glow-in-the-dark midsole and everything. But, it had everything I wanted in a sneaker at that time. And when I finally got my pair of the Nets, the last colorway there, the Air Yeezy ones, like that was definitely, and still is, I think, the comfiest shoe, like in terms of like plushness that I have in my rotation. And it was worth the campaign.
Super underrated comfort on the Air Yeezy One. Like there's so much padding and it goes so high on your ankle. It's like it's like a comfy boot almost. It's just a whole lot of comfort going on.
Like it's all seamless inside.
Yeah, it's really, really well done. See, that's why you can't ask Kevin about Kanye West, because then he just burns through the whole memory card and now we're out of time. I'm kidding. All right, so now my second favorite. So we're always down to talk about Kanye. So when we have Kevin back, I'm sure there'll still be another hour of content to talk about him, about Kanye. But something else we did want to talk about was online shopping. So we've talked about online shopping a ton. on the podcast in the past, but specifically because now during the COVID-19 era, if you'll call it, online shopping has gone apeshit bananas cray cray. It's kind of cool to look back at how it used to be. Like, first of all, I can't even imagine how really, really boring it would be is if COVID happened in like 2011 and we had to do online shopping then. It would have just been a disaster. We would have never got any packages. We would have been on our Blackberries on BBM all day. That's it. Like, that's all we would have been doing. So thank goodness it happened a little bit into the future. And I'm sure in 10 years we'll be saying, how did we manage when we have all this now? But anyways, I digress. So Kevin is actually the one who wanted to talk about this, but we're going to get to what he wanted to talk about because it is a really fun thing to discuss. But just the first thing, while we introduce the discussion topic, where was your favorite place to buy sneakers online before StockX or GOAT? So I'm not saying that StockX or GOAT is your favorite now, but it's kind of like the standard, if you will. Like, that's where you go to find pricing. That's where you go to find, like, the easiest way to find it. Before that was an option, like, we'll say 10 years ago, where was your favorite place? We'll start with Alvin.
Man, there were so many, bro. Red Flag Deals for local men's. There were so many people in, like, mine, Joel, and Kev's size, like 10.5, 11.5 area. Like, so many people on there just selling off their stuff, like a lot of older men. Red Flag Deals was one. Any of the forums, like, I was on Soul Collector forums, like, on the daily.
Mm-hmm.
And it was cool because they had like a specific forum for like sizes, so
yeah,
it was easy to find your size. I mean, Nike Talk, Facebook. Did I say Facebook? Yeah, I did. eBay. Yeah. Yo, eBay back in the day was crazy.
eBay was really good.
But like, it was definitely more risky back in the day because you didn't have all these like community groups in Facebook where you could ask for references and all this other stuff, right? You would usually just be like, okay, cool. You want to meet up in a subway station? all right, let's go. So, I mean, definitely safer-ish now than it was before. But yeah, those were the spots I'd go to for sure first.
My first go-to was definitely Kijiji. And it's honestly becoming it right now. I haven't purchased anything in the last little while, but I've been on Kijiji every single day, just like checking my recent searches. Just because that's where you find stuff that's slightly used, guys who are 5 minutes down the road, and you can find good deals because they're so hyper local. So Kijiji was really good for sure. I definitely had an eBay phase as well. I think me and Alvin shared the same eBay phase where we were just buying like random stuff because it was stupid cheap on auction. But it was interesting that little mini Facebook era where it was like after Kijiji and eBay, but before StockX, it was like Facebook groups was like the place to find stuff, like local Facebook. It's still really good, but it was the place. If you wanted to sell something, you were doing it on Facebook, like crazy. And there also even Twitter was in there. I bought a ton of stuff on Twitter back in the day as well, before, and obviously ISS and stuff. But Twitter was underrated. A lot of sellers were just posting stuff on Twitter and people would buy it from there. Joel, what about you? Sorry?
I would have never figured Twitter, to be honest.
Twitter was like low. That's where I got a lot of good deals on Twitter and scammed. But Joel. Joel, that'll come up later. Joel, where was your favorite place? We'll talk about it at the end.
But yeah, man, with me, it was just like what Alvin said. It's like on the daily, I'm on Soul Collector. I'm on Nike Talk, checking the forums and whatnot. Majority of my shoe collection was purchased on those two forums. eBay, I have a couple purchases on eBay. But yeah, man, like with me, it was, I didn't have PayPal. Like, I don't know. It was extra risky for me because the way I did my purchases, like with those guys in the States and whatnot, on those two forums would be through Western Union.
Oh my God.
Money transfers. So it was like a big risk. I'd have to swallow my pride and be like, yo, I trust this motherfucker. This guy better send me these shoes because I'm sending him money right now. Yeah, so like I got like, you know, the cream of the crop. I got the best guys that didn't like, you know, do me wrong. So, but yeah, man. So I got most of my stuff from those two forums.
That's very risky. For anybody listening, don't do what Joel just talked about.
No, don't do that, man. There's more options now than
the, yeah. There's a that, that's true. There's a lot more options. Kevin, more, what about you?
Yeah, like I started off on early forums. I mean, that's kind of where we all kicked it off. That's all we had back in the day. I'm saying back in the day, I'm old, but I think I'm too looking good in there. Yeah, it's definitely ISS, Soul Collector Forums. NikeSB.org actually was another hidden gem I used.
Yeah,
there's a lot of great guys on there actually, like willing to like take you through history and like just chop it up with and, you know, in threads and stuff. Those are the main two. I used eBay as more so like a StockX today at that time. Because there was no StockX, no one was really like putting up pricing and on what they're selling for at that time. But I mean, that was the closest thing you had, right? Like whenever you're searching for some rarities or whatnot. So yeah, that's how I went about it. I mean, I would still buy things off of eBay here and there. Another place was, I don't know if you guys will remember this, but T.Wire.
Holy.
You're T.Wire?
Like, yeah.
Or do I sound crazy? Am I really like carbon dating myself? That was like, that was like the pre-Facebook Facebook, you know, like especially for GTA shorties. So like I'd be on there macking, but also shopping.
Nice.
Like I met a bunch of like sneaker people that I know today off of T.Wire, to be honest.
Cool.
Yeah, we used to like meet up in the days and just meet up downtown. Like we'd all take subways and just go to like Goodfoot, Livestock, Adrift when it was on Augusta. Like we'd walk all around. Stolen Riches too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to back there. But yeah, those are like the main forums I would use. And obviously, like Joel was saying, sending money, like again, before PayPal, I did the whole money order.
Oh.
And
That was almost too, as risky as as Best Western, right? Or sorry,
Best Western.
I mean, Best Westerns can get pretty risky, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, Western Unions, that's kind of how it was. It was an actual like process to actually go to the bank, request a money order, and there's a fee for getting a money order.
Yep.
Then you go to the post office, or if you have envelopes, great, and get stamps, you know, all that, send it through. Like just to get the money out was probably like a 2-week process itself.
Yeah.
If it's going abroad, right? Yeah, nowadays, then when I finally got PayPal, that was like one step there. And then when PayPal announced that you can connect your debit card to it, oh man, that was the floodgates right there.
It's over. Oh yeah.
It's like, a wrap.
You know, rubbing my hands Birdman style. I'm like, what were you doing?
And now it's like the CRB, you can just put it straight into your PayPal as well. And it's like, oh, baby. You don't need my banking information. This is my PayPal email address. Just send my government check right to there. So we talked about, that was a lot of different things, which is super sick. But can you think of one shining star, one come up from those days that is like your favorite? Like maybe something you still have or something that like stands out to you? Alvin's shaking his head as he looks towards the side. What's your biggest come up or your favorite story from those days, Alvin?
So I was still in university, so this wasn't that long ago because I'm still young.
Oh yeah, last year wasn't it?
Man, I remember I was still in school, like I had to be in class, but I said, "Fuck you guys." I found this dude on Red Flag Deals who was selling a bunch of like Air Maxes, and I remember the one pair he had was the Air Max 1 Huffs, so the black with the print and then the Volt swoosh. And he was like, "Yo, I work downtown, I work like by Much Music, like let's like come there." And then same thing, like, man, I don't think they had a rating system for, you know, the people selling, like, they didn't have a star system. Oh, this guy's a good seller. Good feedback. None of that.
Not going to kill you.
So I was like, yeah. So, I mean, I based it off of, like, our messaging off of Red Flag Deals to see how this guy was. He was very responsive. Very well spoken. So, I mean, you know, usually the guys who are trying to scam you aren't that well spoken. But so I skipped class like a smart university student.
Beautiful.
And I was hella broke at the time. So I took the shuttle bus that went from UTM to University of Toronto downtown. And I walked from University of Toronto downtown to where Much Music was, which was...
That's far.
Holy smokes. Walk.
That's very far.
Yeah, it's a walk.
It's very far.
And then it started raining.
Oh, shit.
Which was fun. But, yeah, man, honestly, met up with this dude, ended up being such a cool guy. He actually worked at Much Music as, like, a producer or whatever. I think he was wearing...
Strombolopoulos.
He was wearing Stabs at the time. I can't remember which Stabs, but I wanted them to. But, yeah, he was cool, man. He was, like, he opened the box. He's like, yo, check him out before you give me the money. He's like, I was walking on Spadina, saw these laces, and I bought them because they match the swoosh, so I put them in the box for you. I'm like, what? Yeah, such a nice guy. And, yo, he sold them to me for $140.
Holy.
At that time, the Cuff Air Max 1s were going for crazy on other forums and stuff like that. So I was like, man, these have to be fake. But, like, they're legit. I still have them to this day. And that's definitely one of the purchases I'm going to remember from, like, Red Flag Deals for sure.
Damn. Shout out to Red Flag Deals. Alvin, you need to go back and check Red Flag Deals and see if it's still popping and report back to us next week and let us know if there's any actual Red Flag Deals. Check in next week and see if it's still good. Joel, what's your favorite or biggest come up from those days?
My biggest come up would be the orange Supreme Dunk Highs that I scooped up.
Jeez.
off of NT, one of the NT sellers down in the States, from I think it's from New York. But I had messaged him. We were hitting each other back and forth for like maybe a good couple weeks or so. And what happened was he hit me up one day, and at one point it was like he had a buyer for them, and then I was like, oh, fuck it, you know, because he was selling for like $450 at that time, and then I kept egging him, I'm like, yo, sell them to me, I'll send you the money right now, So then. And then he hit me up with I got somebody that wants them. So I'm like, ah, shit. I'm like, all right, whatever. Just let me know. Let me know if it falls through or whatnot. So a couple days go by, and then he hits me up. And then he's like, yo, like you're the guy that wants the shoes, right? And I'm like, yeah, man, that's me. And then he's like, you're from Canada, right? And I'm like, yeah. So then I had to give the explanation on how the Western Union money order works. what kind of ID he's got to bring to the closest Western Union agent. So, but yeah, so he ended up giving it to me for $350 US, just because like we kept in contact with each other throughout. This is when SBs were like dead. Like,
yeah,
nobody wanted SBs anymore, and for me to jump on those for $350 and the condition that they were in was just like, holy shit. Like, it's one of those holy shit moments.
Yeah.
So, right quick, I went down to, like, you know, my Western Union agent down on Lakeshore, and I sent the money real quick. She's like, oh, you're here again? I'm like, yeah. you know you're legit when they give you that Western Union money transfer card, because all your information is on that card. And all they do is punch in the number, and your info's all there. So it's like, shit. But yeah. That was my biggest come up, was the orange Supreme Highs.
Damn.
From like 03.
Jeez.
Yeah, man.
There's been a ton, like online sneaker shopping back then was like so much better than it is now because you could find so many steals. Oh, yeah. But something that, as Joel was telling his, I knew I had to do something similar. And mine was for the red Supreme Dunk Low. And this is back when, like you said, SBs were pretty much dead. Like, they were a flopping fish on the floor. They weren't quite dead, but they were really close to it. And I missed out on the Supreme Dunk drop on the website because that's how Supreme is. But I think that they were maybe $90 or $80 on, like, US on the Supreme website. and I missed it. And then, you know, a week goes by, and then once people start getting their orders, they start to post them. And I found somebody locally who was selling it. I think he had it posted for 300 Canadian, and I was able to talk him down to 200. So, I mean, after conversion and shipping and stuff, maybe 50 bucks above retail. So, I met up with him. I remember I met up with him at Yorkdale. I didn't have all the cash with me because it was back when I was a student. So my withdrawal limit was $100 a day or whatever. So I remember the day before I had to go to the ATM and get like 100. And then right before I met up with him, I also had to go to the ATM and pull out 100. So I remember so vividly, it was like right in front of the old Full Locker location. So I went to the ATM, picked out $100 right outside the subway station. Met up with him, and I'm looking at the shoes, and they look good. Like, this is back when fakes were really bad, so if they were fake, you would tell right away. But I'm looking at them, and they're in my hand, and the box looks great, whatever. I think he even had the receipt or whatever. And I'm like, where's the hang tag? Like, it had like the little bubble world famous hang tag.
World famous.
Yeah. And I was like, ready to not buy them for 200 Canadian. Because I was like, where's the hang tag? And then he's like, oh, wait, I think it's under the paper. And he like lifts, it's like hiding under the paper, like completely undone in the corner of the box. Like, I was ready to walk away from a $200 Canadian for Red Supreme for no hang. Man. I was like, that's most of the reason why I'm here is for the sick hang tag. And this is probably like 2012 ish. So, I mean, yeah, back then that was market. Now it's 10 times that, literally. But yeah, so I think that's one of my favorites. I mean, we could probably do this all day, but that's definitely one of my favorites. Kev, what about you?
Nice. Yeah, I think the one that really stands out to me, because still got it to this day, dead stock and all. I was on eBay just cruising just for fun. I was looking at LeBron, Air Zoom Generations.
Oh.
His first signature shoe, right? And this time it was when his second, the second LeBron signature shoe came out. So I was like, okay, like at that time too, I can tell, you know, LeBron's looking like a pretty big deal. His sneakers are not looking too shabby. Let's see. And I really like the original model and colorways they came out with. So I was just cruising eBay for fun. Saw this one of the first colorway. That time I was buying shoes in 11 and a half because, you know, all our sizes fluctuate for some reason. I found 11 and a half in the original colorway, which was the white varsity red and black. Ooh. And I'm looking at the details of the seller and shows that he lives downtown. So I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So I didn't even bid on them.
That's the best.
Yet. I messaged him and I'm just like, hey, I noticed you're in Toronto. Where exactly? And then he's just like, yeah, I work downtown, blah, blah, blah. Same kind of thing. And then I'm like, all right, well, like, can I just meet up with you and kind of save the hassle on shipping for, you know, both you and I? And he's just like, yeah, sure. So
through his typing, you knew he sounded like that.
Really that guy. But the biggest thing was the price. It was $50. And I'm just like, I was watching it. Yeah, I was watching it for a while. I'm like, nobody's bidding on these. Like, what? They still have the peel off sticker at the back. What? And I'm just like, no. So I watch, and he's like, finally, he was like, all right, just like put in like any amount on the shoes just to, you know, so that I can do the whole eBay process. And I'm like, yeah, all right, cool. So I did that. And then we were emailing back and forth, kind of working out a day that works for us. Met him downtown at like the Eaton Center subway station. Like, just your regular Joe Schmo, didn't look like a hype beast or anything. And then I kept asking him, like, before I met him, like, $50 is what you're asking. He's just like, yeah. And, like, Canadian, too, because even though it was back then, you know, the dollar wasn't too off, but it was still obviously better to pay Canadian.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right. Met up with him at the subway station, saw him. I was with my buddy, and then he came over with the Nike bag. He's like, you know, typical thing. Yeah, open it up, take a look at it. Both shoes still have the peel off, you know, adhesive on it. I'm like, here's $50. He counted it quick. And he's like, all right, see you later. I'm like, did that seriously just happen? Like, $50, brand new, like LeBron's. And I still have them to this day sitting at the bottom of my display case in my room. like still got the stickers on everything, never worn them, never anything. Cause I'm like, they're LeBron ones. I was kind of, you know, in the mindset of like when Jordan ones came out. Right.
Yeah.
I think it's like slowly but surely next to Kobe, I think LeBron had the best Nike line actives too. You know, with every model, but, I would say that's the most memorable come up, I would say.
Yeah, that's pretty memorable. Wow. That's a good answer. <That's crazy. laughs> Holy smoke. And even the fact that you had the wherewithal to be like, at the time, like, this guy could be something one day. Like, look what happened with Jordan. Like, maybe I should just not wear these. Like, that's very impressive foreshadowing by you, because most kids getting a brand new pair of shoes for $50, those are going straight to foot, straight to the ball court. 100%.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was the happy stories. We obviously have to end with the sad stories, if there is any. Hopefully there's none, but everyone seems to have one or two. What about your worst online sneaker buying experience, pre-stock X or GOAT, whether it be unfortunately a scam or just a bad situation overall? If you don't have any, that's very impressive for you. Alvin's shaking his head no, which is good for you. Thank goodness. I do have one, so I'll start while you guys think. So we were speaking of Twitter, and obviously Twitter, it was a good place. I bought a ton of shoes off there. I bought a lot of foams off there when foam, like right before foams got big. And when the Black Cement 3s came out in 2011, 12, whenever they came out, we were working at Foot Locker and a pair didn't get picked up. I think that was pre-order days, so it didn't get picked up. We just had an extra pair, so I bought a second pair that same day on discount. I paid like $160 or whatever, Canadian, after tax, which is ridiculous nowadays. That's like 50% off. But had an extra pair just because I was like, it's an amazing shoe. I need to double up. And I was like kind of shopping it around. Like I was offering it to people, seeing what I could get. And somebody on Twitter was selling or trading or whatever, had a pair of the Royal Blue Foamposite 1 for sale. So this is like right before the foam boom. So Royal Foams were hard to come by. They were at that point, maybe 4 or 5 years old. And I hit him up. I was like, hey, would you do a trade for the Black Cement 3 that just came out for your Royal Blue Foams? So it was basically like get retail for the threes, because he was selling them for like $220, $250 or something like that. He's like, yeah, I'm down. We'll both ship at the same time. Whatever. Cool. I was like, all right, dope. Let's ship. Ship it. Gets to him kind of thing. Like he receives it. And I'm like, okay, I'm like waiting. Like, I think this is even before like tracking was a thing. He's like, yeah, I sent it or whatever. And I'm just waiting. I'm like, bro, I didn't get it. He's like, let me go to the post office. Like he did the whole spiel and, let me go ask the post office where it is. And, weeks go by, still nothing. And I'm like, bro, like you got to give me like something. And he's like, okay, like I'll pay you like what I was selling the foams for, essentially. So he's like essentially buying it from me. He's like, so I'll send it to you in two installments. I'll send you $100 and then $100 after or whatever. I'm like, okay, cool. He sends me $50 and then blocks me off everything. So I mean, like I was out like he was from like North Carolina or something, like some random place. I mean, I was out like $100 because I paid $164 of them and he sent me like $50. So, I mean, it's not the biggest deal. But yeah, things are a lot different now. Since then, I have never done a trade online ever.
No.
Since then. Yeah. Unless the other person is shipping first, I'm not interested in doing it because it's so hard to coordinate and that kind of thing. Like, you have to have a lot of trust in somebody and I don't anymore.
Scarring, bro.
Yeah, it was not the best, but I was relatively new to sneakers at the time, so I was maybe like 3 or 4 years in. I was like, this guy's a dick. Like, why would you do that to somebody? But yeah, anyways, Alvin, any horror stories or anything like that, or you just have a flawless track record?
I mean, I've been lucky not to have been scammed or anything like that. And honestly, like, I can't recall anything being like a bad purchase, but I do remember copying like cough drop foams from Haroon. I don't know if you guys remember him from Champs. Yeah. Good old Champs at Bramley Foot Locker. He had the Connect back in the day for Foamposites when they were just on the come up in Canada. So we had cough drops in my size, and I think I paid him like $290, which was pretty cheap at the time because I was Canadian. And also, like when they were up in the States, they were like $3
yeah.
USD. So it's like, whatever, I'll pay you $290 soft. And then, like, I think it was like a month later, people didn't really like the cop drop foams just for some stupid reason. And I seen them online for like $140 Canadian.
Shit.
But like, that's the only thing I could think of where I kind of like messed up on like a purchase. But other than that, like, I don't know. I feel like karma has been good to me just because I've been good to people. Like when I resell stuff, I'm pretty fair with my stuff. But
yeah, I've
honestly just been lucky and haven't been scammed. I hope not to ever be scammed, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, knock on wood real quick about that one for sure. Because that's, I don't want to play with fire there. Joel, any experiences similar to mine? Hopefully not as bad.
Okay, so when this whole, like, when I first started getting into it, getting into the buying sneakers and whatnot, I didn't really come across any, you know, education, like finding out what fakes and legit sneakers are. So what happened was, like, I've always wanted the white cement fours, and that was my go-to. That was like my number one hit if I were to ever, you know, start collecting. And sure enough, I went on eBay. So I'm looking on eBay, and then I still remember his name till this day. His name was Incognito Is Me. And he's a seller. Incognito Is Me. That's his name. So what happened was I hit him up because he had posted up. he had posted up the white cement fours for $99.
Damn.
And I was like, holy shit, like that's pretty cheap. Like, you know what I mean? You know,
what's wrong with this guy?
Keep in mind, like, you know, I did not know anything about sneakers. I didn't know about, like, you know, the fakes and whatnot. I didn't know how to like compare fakes and legit sneakers. So keep that in mind. So I hit him up. I'm like, yo, these I've always wanted these shoes, man. Like where are you located? And he's like, oh, I'm located in Toronto. I'm like, sick. Like, you know, like, let's meet up. So then he's like, yeah, no problem. Like, so, like, you want to meet up and, like, you know, we'll just, like, you know, just pick him up. I'm like, yeah, for sure. Like, for that, I'll give it to you for $75. I'm like, sick. Oh. Even better. So I'm like, all right, cool.
So I'll even give you buy one, get one half price if you want.
For real. So we met up. It was around the, like the I would probably say like King Street area, like King and Bathurst kind of location, right? So we met up there, came and walked over to me and like, you know, the Jordan box, and I'm like, oh cool, it's like a face box. That's pretty dope. Like, I've never seen this before. So he opens it up, he's like, yo, here you go, check it out. I'm like, cool. Yo, I thought these were like my favorite Jordans from growing up. You know, I've always wanted these and never had the chance to get them. Oh, thanks, man. Here's your $75. Like, oh, cool. He's like, all right, here's your shoes. I'm like, all right, cool. So I walk in, and I'm looking at them like, well, how come one's like a little bit darker than the other? So I'm lucky. So how come the heel is like so flat? Like there's no curve on the heel.
Oh,
it goes
no.
straight down. I'm like, what's going on with this? The tongue is like, it's not like, you know how the fours, the tongue overlaps? Like, you know, this one's like right flush. I'm like, something's look kind of off. So then I go and I start searching, and that's how I came across Nike Talk. And then from that point on, it was just like, fuck, I bought like a pair of fakes for like $75. No. But yo, $75 for fakes, man. But yeah, they ended up being fake Jordan 4s, white cement. But yeah, Incognito Is Me. I'm going to find you, boy.
As he holds a knife towards the camera. Yeah. Oh man. All right, Kev. Yeah, any sneaker blunders on your end there?
I can think of, like, I have one and a half stories. I'll explain the half part afterwards. So okay. The first one, this was definitely on me. It was kind of like related to Joel's experience. So very early on in the game, you know, me coming in, I'm hitting up eBay, and that's eBay was all I knew. So I'm like, all right. Yeah, let's hit up, like, oh, Jordan 3s, wicked. Oh, white cements, wicked. And I'm looking through pictures. And I'm like, wow, there's a lot of people sell Jordans on eBay. Wow, this, you know, I thought it would be harder than this. Oh, no. So I'm looking at, like, and, you know, some of them have similar pictures. But I'm like, again, I didn't literally never touch Nike Talk, never touched any forms that show, like, how to tell a fake, you know, and stuff like that. So I'm just all excited. I'm like, yeah, sneakers. I'm going to grab, you know, like I've always wanted the Jordan 3s. Let's grab them. So looking at a couple sellers and like, again, they have those prices, like Joel was mentioning, like 99 or like, you know, 149. I'm just like, all right, I thought this was going to be harder, but okay. They seem to have like a whole size run. Interesting. I guess this guy must be a little seller. You know, he's got Concords, he's got everything. So that's yeah, sick. Like at that time, I didn't have like anything online account, anything like for paying stuff. So I had to get my cousin who was using eBay here and there for like computer parts. I'm like, hey, y'all want to grab these sneakers? Like, is it cool if you grab them for me? I'll send you the cash right away. He's like, yeah, no problem, man. So finally he puts the order in. Like we were talking on MSN at the time and he's like showing me like screenshots. He's like, are these the ones you want? Right. Yeah. It looks great. Okay. And this size. Yeah. Perfect. He's like, all right, I'm going to say buy now. I'm like, perfect. Thanks, man. So I'm like sitting there excited. And then finally he messages me and says, okay, they're in. Come by, pick them up whenever. I'm like, oh my God. So like same day I rushed over. I'm like, mom, drive me over to, you know, Thing's house. Perfect. Get in there. I look at the box and I'm like, okay. It's a little damaged. Okay. Not a big deal. Crack them open. I'm holding them. I'm looking at them harder. I keep zooming in like physically. And I'm like
physically zooming in.
You know, like having my hand, and then I look at the box tag. I'm like, I got scammed. Like, I just know it.
Oh.
And they were, yeah, 100%. They were fakes. And I felt like shit because I felt like an idiot. I told nobody about this.
Yeah. Well, we like got the True to Size exclusive here. 15 years later, all is coming to light now.
Yeah. Well, like, you know, pretty transparent kind of guy. But yeah, either way, that definitely hurt. That definitely hurt a lot, being especially just getting into the game. Like it was kind of like expected, but didn't want to expect it, kind of thing. You know?
Yeah.
So that was the biggest burn I've had, and that was like I said, my very first purchase off of eBay, and it had that. So I didn't use eBay for like the longest time
because
I was just like in a corner, like scared, and like oh my God,
everyone's gonna scam me.
What's his name? Yeah.
Was it Incognito?
It's been so long. It's been so long, like literally like decades. But I'm not in that place anymore. But yeah, the other one I had was that half story. So I was selling at the time the New Love ones. So I had the pack, right? I was always wearing the old loves with the black toes mids, but I never really got wearability out of the yellow ones at that time. So I'm like, all right. Let me hop on Facebook, see who wants them. Sure enough, a kid hit me up, and he's like, yeah, I can meet at Yorkdale Subway Station at this time. All right, seems all right. Let me go meet up with this kid. And when I say kid, I mean literally when I met up with him, he was like a little hype beast kid. I'm with my cousin, and he comes down, and he didn't like come around the turnstile, so I was like already getting a little suspicious. So I'm like, you have the money? And then – you know, he showed me a couple of bills, and while he was taking that, I was taking the box out. Like, here you go, man, take a look at them. So he inspected them, did whatever, puts his hand in his pocket, gives me, I think he gave me like 80 or 100 short.
What?
And I'm like, while I'm still standing there, right? Like,
yeah.
I still kind of had one hand, like my one arm was on the box. I'm just like, what the hell is this? Yeah. And he's like, yo, man, that's all I had.
Oh, and
like, oh, get the hell out of here, bro.
I'm like, you gotta be shitting me, right? I'm like, no. I didn't come all the way down here to get scanned by some little punk kid like you. And then his buddy was with him. And I can see his buddy was like kind of like starting to tremble, right? Like he thought I was gonna like attack him. So I look over at the kid, and this kid's like decked out in like babe gear and stuff, right? So I'm like, okay, well, ask your buddy. I'm sure he's got some money on him. So then he looks at him like he was like, again, scared, looking at the kid. He's like, yo, man, you got any cash? So like the kid right away pulled out like his wallet, and a wad of cash is already coming out. he gives him the difference, and then I'm just like, I yank the cash out of his hand. I'm just like, get out of here, man. And I walk away.
You robbed somebody then.
No, man, I just set up the transaction.
Yeah.
Kevin was the scammer in this situation.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why it's a half a story. He's telling the other side of the. He's telling the kid's story. The kid still tells that story to this day when he does podcast guest appearances.
That's jokes.
He knows the half story. It could have gone south, but
yeah. For real.
Luckily, I instilled enough fear to get the other kid to empty his wallet.
You're quite an intimidating guy, so I can see why he was shook a little bit. So something new that we wanted to try on a weekly basis now to kind of end off the episodes on like a high note was to shout out some frontline workers who are doing good work in the community, who are helping save lives, who are doing literally like life-saving work right now. While all of us are trying to hunker down at home and stay safe, they're out there literally risking life and limb for our sake. So this week, somebody posted on their story and they tagged us and we thought it was really nice. So they're going to be the inaugural frontline worker shout out. And that is HypeBay_XO, aka Teresa. She's a local nurse at a Toronto hospital. She's showing up to work in her scrubs, but also in her full Nike gear. She got like the Nike socks, Nike tracks, and Nike shoes on. Super fresh, super fly, the best dressed nurse at the hospital for sure. So shout out to you. Thank you so much for what you're doing. It's beautiful and it's amazing. And everybody thanks you for sure. And we also want to extend the invite to anybody who's listening, whether they're a listener or not, if they have somebody who is in their life, doing frontline work, whether it be a nurse, an essential worker, like a caretaker, anything, a janitor, anything, anybody who's out there risking it all, for everybody to be safe. We want to thank you every week for the next couple weeks, just because it's amazing and we can't thank you enough.
They don't need to be a sneakerhead.
Not at all. Literally anybody. Mm. Just we want to give thanks, and we think it might be nice if we just, you know, the person who shouts them out can send them the clip of us thanking them, and it'll be a cute little thing. Inaugural shout out, HypeBay_XO, aka Teresa out of Toronto. Yeah. Thank you so much. Speaking of thank yous, thank you, Kevin. You are also doing God's work by being here today. You are the best. It was a great time. Thank you for coming. We hope you also stay safe, and we know you're also out there working. So please wash your hands and listen to True to Size.
Thank you, guys.
Those are the two requirements for staying safe. Wash your hands and listen to this podcast. And also, while we're at it, thank you to everyone who has supported and or been a part of the podcast. Wherever you're taking in the episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. We've got a Facebook group we like to use as a forum, sell stuff, and connect with you guys called CGS Talk. You can find it at facebook.com/groups/CGS.talk. We've also got a website we use for reviews, recaps, stories, and much, 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 much more called CanadaGotSold.ca. If you have any questions or suggestions for any of our segments, like the Soul Poll, Sneaker Heading for Dummies, or the Fire Round, shoot us a DM or email us at CanadaGotSold@gmail.com. Of course, do not forget to use #CanadaGotSold on Instagram for a feature. I've been Lawrence Hopkins. You can find me at LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Woof.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You can find me at JoeDooney_D3OsNEY.
My name is Alvin Quincy, and you can find me at MisterQ and then Mart.
And Kevo, where can they find you at?
It's Kevin Beattie, but you can find me at KJ to the B.
Hey, he's got his own send-off now. And thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 117 episodes. And please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size. We have been CGS and KJ to the B, and we are out. Peace.
Later day.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
Kev, that was fun, bro. Thank you.
By the way, if we go on a hiking or camping trip, it should be shoe haul tree.
Hey, shoe haul tree.
No forest. No.